Hello, world. It's LA. Hope you all doing well in your parts of the world. We're going to be recording this episode on relationships in general. I'm going to talk about several different aspects of it and how, just to help us try some things differently or see some things differently. So we're going to be talking about areas that of the most pain points for everyone, starting off with the idea of love being blind, which is okay, it's fine. I somewhat agree with that. However, I think the relationship itself is we should really pay attention to making sure our head is in the relationship, and that we're not just blind in relationship. We should put our heart into the love part and put our head into the relationship. And specifically address a new idea that I was talking to a friend about, because we're talking about how this one relationship failed and what was good about one relationship and all that. And every time we have talked to different people over the years, typically what hurts people most about relationships is one person says something and it doesn't check out. That's the most common one, usually the person lied to me. And when I thought some more about it, it's also because the other person didn't either have the opportunity to fact check the other person, the second person in the relationship, or they didn't even try, because in love you're supposed to trust and trust what the person says. And I guess maybe it might be uncomfortable to ask some of these questions, but I say we treat a relationship almost like a job, or when you're dating the person, it's sort of like a job interview, because if for instance you're looking for a husband or life partner, that's a very 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 important place to give someone. That's the person's going to be very close to you and hold a position where they could hurt you and have access to you, or empower you, enhance you. It's just such an important piece of the puzzle, that relationship, that I think that's the one should fact check on. So if you're meeting someone and they go, my last relationship, this is why it failed, it'll be good to be able to call up the ex and ask them what the experience was like. Many women that end up being in abusive relationships, or men that end up being in relationships where the lady took them for their money, usually these people have done it before. So if one could have just fact-checked it, it would alleviate a lot of problems down the road. So I call it, calculated relationships, where you engage in a relationship being fully aware of all the likely or as many likely consequences as possible, and a relationship that is determined by a lot of reasoning and not just something that we typically just jump into, like in the romantic movies where everything just works out as the person says. But in reality, people over inflate things, people under selectively choose not to tell you things, that especially if it paints them in a different light. People are generally dishonest. I think if we have this practice and everyone knows that this is just going to be part of the expectation, I think we'll all be just better and be more purposeful about what we both put in and get out of relationships. Because if we know it's going to impact everything else, I think people will just behave themselves. They'll behave differently. So again, let me end by saying that I think this is going to be a great idea. I don't know if it's going to ever materialize in my lifetime. I would imagine that people will be freaked out by it and even say, how is that, you know, this when you're in a romantic loving relationship, there shouldn't be any kind of calculation involved. I say no. Part of it should be well thought out and calculated and planned. You know, if we can just think about how both sides can truly, truly benefit from things checking out. And I think, you know, we shouldn't put the cart before the horse to trust someone fully. The person has to check out. And yeah, you could spend 10 years of your life figuring it out. But that is kind of a very inefficient way to do it. You can just fact check them within a few months. So let me know what you think about the idea. Maybe it's too crazy. Maybe it's out there. But at least I know one or two people that I talked to about it. I thought that would be awesome if I could, if I can find out. You know, it's a great way to be open right up front in a relationship. So just wanted to put it out there, and I'll be talking some more about just other ways to look at relationships, other things to add into the toolbox to maybe help out. So for now, keep your heart in love and your head in the relationship. Bye for now. Hey y'all, it's your girl LA. Wanted to talk about let's explore a very popular saying here that says teach me how to fish, not to give someone a fish. Not to give someone fish, just teach them how to fish. And my chat this today is just to sort of explore how that has been so badly misused. Even you know, I'm guilty as well. You use my kids sometimes, they're very good feedback mechanism for me to at least get me thinking about what I'm doing. I have very opinionated kids, so sometimes their opinions actually get through to me, and it gets me thinking. I like when people give me an opportunity to think about what I'm doing. So with that said, what I mean is, I would like you to also think about it a different way. Let's teach a person a way to fish. So like an option, not how to fish. How to fish makes it seem like that's the only way. And I realize that's sort of how I'm bringing up my kids. It's really an unintended consequence when I'm really trying to like show them everything that I know. I forget to let them know that that's just the way I know, and then give them tools so that they can have an opportunity to be creative and not necessarily do it the way I know. And that's when I go back and think about it, I see that that's one misstep I could say a parent would add. It's just we keep on in our attempt to try to get our kids okay and you know, we want to teach them everything we know. We forget to give them two boxes or options. And I realized, because my kids would push back and say, well, why do I have to do it this way? And I go, well, I've been here before you. This is how it's done. But I think slowly I realized that I've seen that they've changed when I let them know, oh, this is just an option and these are tools and you can create your own way. You have the freedom to change it up. And they come up with ideas. So they, you know, just think of this across the board of so many other things that we do. I think religion fits in that category. I'm going to talk a lot about religions on my podcast.
Culture is also one of those areas where people actually literally just give you fish or just show you one way, the way they know, without giving the flexibility of this is just an option, it's just a tool, you can use it. You can use it as you see fit at any time. So just wanted to put this beginning thought for people to sort of reassess the ways that we've, you know, trained new employees, or the kids are usually the biggest one, or you know, culture that lays out a certain way of doing things for us, without taking it a step further to give it as options. We're all human beings. We're all actually different. We're the same in many ways, but to have a full experience of yourself going through, navigating through this world, it has to be a personal journey, and we need to build in those flexibilities and be so that people are able to sort of create or calculate how they're going to manage their own path. People should, you know, creativity and giving information and tools, I think, is actually the better way to go, as opposed to giving people laid out rules that worked before. So for now, think about that. Let me know what you think, or try it out and share with me how it works out for you. And if it doesn't work out, guess what? We can change it. It's tools and options. Everything should be optionable. At least in the world that I think is ideal, or utopia. For now, try it out. Let me know what you think. Bye.